Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh yes, we are back. Supernatural is back. Demon Dean is here. We only saw his black eyes once tonight, though. I am Tom Connolly. I was about to say my other nickname, but not on this show. And it is Supernatural Season 10, Episode 1. Sitting across from me, you saw her last season, Lindsay Wagner. How you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing great, Tom. I'm so excited to be back. So excited for our YouTube fans. Erica Lorraine, Tom Valentine on Twitter, Mercedes, yeah. All of our like fans that have always writing to us and kept us busy this off-season. So excited to be back and talking to you guys with new co-hosts.
We have new people with us. You guys are watching on YouTube. Sitting next to Lindsay, Michaela Phillips. How are you doing, Michaela?
Hey, guys. I'm doing really well. Thank you. I'm just glad to be here, and I can't wait for this season of Supernatural, and we've got a good episode here to talk about, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Back at it.
Yes. And sitting next to me, Katie Campbell. How are you doing, Katie?
Hi. I am good. I'm excited to be here on Supernatural After Show.
Awesome. We're glad you guys are here. And Pat Benatar is still playing us in, which is good.
She
it was
is.
Good,
a song.
Good long song to play us in, which we saw at the top of the, you know, the recap of everything, which they always do. You know, wrapping everything from last season up, keeping us up to date. But so now let's start talking about, before we get into the good stuff, the Dean, Sam, Crowley, all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about, actually, I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you guys could describe this episode in one word, how would you describe it?
That's a good question.
Okay, anyone jump in there?
I don't know how you can describe that in one word.
I would say surprising.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have a new character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who has some kind of vengeance against Dean. So it is surprising. There's something going on. It's kind of setting it up for the season.
And I suppose it is surprising to actually see Sam going after Dean, because usually it's Dean going after
Sam. The other
way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is... I mean, we knew that this was going to happen, that he was going to try and find him.
But it seems like he hasn't found him in months. Like, you know, this has been like a whole 6 months since Dean has left, so...
Yeah, they kind of, like, progress on. You see, like, the 4 weeks later come up, and how much further is the 4 weeks later from what they've already been searching? Like, you're saying 6 months?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
You guys have a word?
I like
you come back to it later.
Surprising.
Surprising's
a good one.
We're settled on
surprising. Gotcha. That works. Okay, so let's talk about Cass, who we find out is now, he's losing his grace, he's dying, Hannah comes to visit him, we find out that there's basically no order in heaven still, Metatron's still locked up, he hasn't been back, obviously. I don't think he has the power to go back. That's my guess of, like, why he hasn't gone back there. And there was two angels that were going rogue. Now I guess there's probably more than two, but we've only found out about these two, Daniel and Adina, and they killed another angel when he came to come pick them up. So what do you guys think of Cass, you know, losing his grace?
I mean, it's crazy. It's Castiel. Like, he's been in the seasons for so long in the series, and it's like you're seeing him in a completely new, different light, and you're like, Cass can't die. So, I mean, there's going to have to be something to obviously save him, I'm guessing, or restore that grace that
he's
losing.
He's always been a very selfless person, so taking somebody else's grace isn't something that he's going to do unless that person's evil or unless it's really going to benefit him. And at the end of the day, he needs to, because, like we said, he's dying. There is no other option, and it's getting close, and that's how kind of Hannah is pushing him, you know, especially with these two, with Daniel and Adina, and not knowing how they're going to react to them mm-hmm. and seeing the kind of showdown that happens there.
Yeah.
Right. I feel bad for him that he's coughing. And he's, like you said, he doesn't want to just take someone else's grace like that. So he's kind of, you know, she'll be like, are you okay? And he mm-hmm. says, I'm fine. Because mm-hmm. he doesn't want to take an angel's grace like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of interesting when we see the scenes with Hannah and Cass, the whole episode, they're kind of, she's saying, you know, we need to restore this, and he's just, I don't know, he's like, he sees Daniel and Adina's point about the humanity and the choices, because he was a human mm-hmm. for a bit of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is good. I mean, out of all the angels, he's the only one that has had that point of view. I mean, I guess all the other ones that have fallen, but he kind of just, because he had so much power, so much over the years that, you know, he can just reason with them, and when, you know, when they do find them at that kind of just like
campfire by the river's edge.
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know, things were going okay, like they always do. Things are always fine. And then Adina showed up and kind of just ruined the party.
But, yeah. I mean, Hannah pointed out earlier she felt like Daniel was taunting them. So she had pulled the blade earlier. So we knew there was going to, at some point, be yeah. some sort of, like I said, showdown
yeah.
happening. And obviously when Adina shows up,
in the works, then, definitely.
Exactly. So I was surprised to see him kill Daniel, but yeah. Daniel was going to kill mm-hmm. Hannah. So there protecting was no, her. There was no choice. Yeah. There
yeah.
was no.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting, I thought it was going to reveal somebody else, mm-hmm. not right. some, another angel that was kind of with them, you know, watching over
yeah, yeah,
them.
Right. Right.
Not Cass to just be like, okay, I'll just kill this guy. Again. Like, you're like, I don't want to kill anybody. And then 2 seconds
then
later,
he
he's like,
taken his grace.
I was gonna say, yes. He killed him because he was protecting Hannah. So mm-hmm. it was kind of like he had to. So why didn't he just take the grace yeah. instead?
Mm-hmm.
Because when Adina cut him, it looked like he lost even more.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, because he's yeah. going to have to heal now from that, and mm-hmm. he can't heal himself.
Right.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure if they were going to... I thought he was going to take Hannah's at first, because when her arm got cut, I thought, you know, maybe he's going to take it that way, but that didn't happen, mm-hmm. so... But, I mean, it sucks for Cass. Hopefully he, you know... He's going to have to find, like we said, he's going to have to find a way to get some kind of grace back yeah. into him. And I don't... Did Metatron take his, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. So why can't they just take it? Why don't they just take Metatron?
Yeah.
Like he's
well. Like they said, Metatron's up there, locked, safely locked away.
For now.
I hope we see him sometime this season, because he's a really good character.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
They will.
Yeah.
But so then let's get to the new BFFs in town, Crowley and Dean.
I love this relationship.
That was really good.
I do too.
I love it.
But. Yeah, that phone call was awesome. But it was, you know, Dean is, you know, Demon Dean, you know, back to his old tricks of, you know, getting drunk and sleeping with girls.
We got a shirtless scene, guys. I was talking about this last season, saying, give us something, give us a little bit something, and we finally got a shirtless scene.
They were screaming in the trailer. I couldn't stop them. They were like, pause it. But no.
These are good-looking guys, and they deserve to be appreciated.
It's true. What would Supernatural be without Dean and Sam?
Yes.
And it doesn't hurt. They're really super good-looking.
Yes.
Okay.
Attractive, work hard for their bodies, so props. Very happy. Thank you, writers.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll see more of that as the season goes on.
Yeah, yeah. Touching back on that subject of Dean and Crowley, I think I've always loved the relationship of Crowley with the Winchester brothers mm-hmm. in any sense that they've always yeah. put him in. The comments, always. But having them two together in that way is definitely showing them in a whole new light, I feel. And I actually think it's a really good storyline. I don't know if now, like, since Dean's left, we see him leave at the end of the episode, mm-hmm. if that means Dean and Crowley will, you know, get back together in another town.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing where the characters go.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I think with Crowley, he can just snap anywhere, so it's not...
That's true.
He doesn't really
yeah.
need a car.
No.
So, I think they'll eventually, they'll meet up where, you know,
true.
Where he goes next. I think he has a tracker on Dean. I'm sure he does.
We obviously know that they've been in that town for a while, too, because he's made friends with this woman who actually does care about him a little bit, because she does stop him from drinking. And
right, in Decatur, I think it was.
And knows that she's got this ex-boyfriend who maybe hurt her, and she's impressed by the fact that he kind of protected her, but then saw the beyond the protection.
Because he just beat the crap out of that guy.
Oh, yeah. To go to a whole new
would
level.
Not stop.
she knows something's wrong because of that. And mm-hmm. I got upset when he, I mean, I know he's Deanman now, but I got upset when he said that. Kind of called her a skank indirectly. Mm-hmm. Put a little mad
no,
face
that,
in
I don't think that was, I don't think that was indirectly. I think it was like...
It was yeah, straight yeah. up yeah. calling her out.
That really made me upset.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think... I mean, what she said was very... Of what he... Like, kind of what Dean is now. She was like, you know, I thought you were the good guy.
She called him
but
out
But you
on
really
it.
Are the bad guy now. Like, I thought, like, I just thought you were a good guy all along.
All
but,
around, yeah.
But
yeah.
I felt bad for the... female response saying mm-hmm. I'm gonna somehow justify in my mind that I deserve that.
Yeah.
No. Ladies. Yeah. Come on, no.
It's true.
They don't deserve
respect.
That.
Yeah.
Respect. I mean and obviously he's like we said, he's Deanman, so it's a different level
right.
of that. Like
that's
she said
true.
Earlier
Dean to like then that other level. Like you know Dean has his areas and stuff like that and mm-hmm. how he'll play around. But it definitely, I feel what you're saying, and takes it to a new level.
And the first comment, even where he said, you know, I'm moving around, like, I'm not going to be here. She's like, you could have said that differently.
Mm. But that's right. Dean now. So I guess we're going to have to deal with that. Yeah.
Maybe we're going to have to start to love the new Dean.
I'm not going
to
want to see your shirtless Dean.
do you guys think they could make you really hate his character at all?
No.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know about as far as hate.
I would love to dislike him for the person that he becomes. I would love that because then he's taking it to a new level.
Mm-hmm. But not truly hate him. No, yeah. Never.
Mm-hmm. I think if that did happen also, like if we did end up turning kind of like that and mm-hmm. hating him, I think it would bring back like when, if Dean does return, mm-hmm. It would make us feel a whole new like, whole new lot different towards his character and maybe like the writers want to play on that or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure, but it would definitely have us then swooning back over, oh, Dean's back. You know what I mean?
I was more upset, let me know what you guys think, with his comments on the phone with Cole, the guy that kind of kidnapped Sam and was like, I'm going to slit his throat. Mm-hmm. I was more upset by those comments and him saying that he got himself into this mess, and so he told him to leave me alone. So if you got to do it, then what you got to do, it's in his hands.
Yeah, it's his problem now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was more upset by Dean talking like that about Sam than I was about the girl, because girls come in and out. Sam is his brother.
Right, and this is what drives the whole show, is the brother-elite relationship, you know? So, yeah, that upset me, too.
And we've never seen that part, that side of him, to just be like, he's like, no meetups, no trades. Yeah. He's like... But somewhere down the road, I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you. Saying it to that guy, just being like, you can kill Sam or do whatever you want to him. But I'm so, like, it was part of Dean, but then part of the demon at the same time. Yeah. Because he was saying, I don't care about my brother, but if you do hurt him, I am going to hurt you.
And he's a man of his word.
So, yeah.
Yes, I remember that really, like, stuck in my head when he said that. And I was like, that's, Dean is a Sam of his word. A man of his word.
Where does Sam go if he gets killed? I mean, would he be able to meet up with Dean then?
See, I don't really think he's going to kill him. I don't think that man's going to kill him because he wants to use Sam maybe to track Dean. He's going to use him to his advantage because his end game is Dean and he's going to get back for whatever Dean did to this man.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that predictions at the end.
Okay.
No, it's fine. No, it's good. Yeah,
we're
just
so excited.
But yeah, so the Crowley-Dean relationship is off to kind of a rocky start, though, you know, later in the episode where we find out that, you know, Dean's been killing these Abaddon cronies that have been following
groupies.
And then we find out that Crowley was the one sending them after Dean to, you know, keep him sharp and keep him ready. But he's still... He didn't really... He kind of told him the end game of what they wanted to have. Like, he's like, you know, you're by my side. We can create the perfect hell. And, you know, the party can still go on, but we can still... I think it's smart of Crowley to have Dean on his side because he knows... You know, Dean wants that that balance or that if you're bad, you should go to hell. But, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think how I want to explain it. But Dean will have the balance of being like, well, that person wasn't that bad, so maybe they should get a chance to, you know, redeem themselves.
Right, so, like, kind of validating it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because Crowley's just like, I don't care, you're going to hell. Like, you know, he just wants those demons and those souls in hell. But Dean will be the kind of voice of reason.
Maybe.
That's why he went after what was his name?
Drew
Neely.
Oh, Drew Neely.
The guy in Wisconsin.
He was killed.
But I feel like that guy was trying to kill Dean.
Yeah, that's it was in self-defense.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like, I think he was one of the groupies.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't they say that he killed his family?
No, he killed his family, or he left... he's from Ohio, and they found him, you know, dead in Wisconsin because 3 years ago he killed his wife and his kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then that, you know, is obviously the time that he was possessed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now he's Abaddon's follower, a groupie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then Crowley sent him to go... you know, attack Dean, mm-hmm. who killed him out of self-defense. And anybody that's okay. coming to Dean now, he's going to freak out as a demon and, like, go crazy.
Yeah. And still deserve to die for killing wife and family. I think at the end of the day, Dean still has that knowledge of right and wrong, mm-hmm. and knowing that was wrong to have to, like, I mean, obviously he's going to defend himself, but then to kill him.
Do you think he knew that, though?
No, I think he just wanted to, he was going to kill that guy because
he's got so much rage now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm, I don't know. I thought that he was doing it out of knowing that he did bad things.
No, because I think he just knew he was a demon anyway. Still. Well, he was in there looking for porn.
Yeah.
He was the porn guy.
The poor guy, yeah.
I love that guy. The guy that works.
Uh-huh. So hilarious. He was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, he was really funny. I hope we see him. That guy. He was like, "What?" I'm trying to think. I wrote down what he said. But he was just like,
"He was like, say my name, say my name."
Yeah. And then he was like, "Here's this dead guy's phone. If you're taking it, you know, back to the office." And then he's like, "Well, what did he say after when he came in?" He's like, "Where's the porn?" And he's like, "Well, what did he say when he left?" He was like, "I don't think did he say anything, or did he just like?"
I don't think he said anything, yeah, right?
No, but Dean did pick up the porn.
He made it a
priority to pick that up.
Yeah. He said he didn't fill out a field report.
Yeah, because
he just killed someone 10 feet away from him. He wasn't really worried about it.
Yeah, but I thought it was a funny little scene, a good little character.
That's what I love about Supernatural, how they add that always that humor to any like episode. Like there's all this craziness going on with the brothers or with Crowley or whatever the situation ever is. And in this episode, I think that humor was much needed, and we loved it. So I'm sure everyone else loved it who was watching as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Katie and I watched, and did you watch the special too?
Yeah, last night. Yeah, okay. The recap. Yeah.
We watched the special last night. I don't know if you guys did, if the viewers did, but we watched the special last night talking about with Eric Kripke was talking, and Jensen and Jared and Misha were all like talking about certain parts of the show and what they loved. And Eric Kripke actually talked about some of the episodes that he hated and why he hated them, saying that he hated Wendigo. And he wrote it. There were no twists and turns, and he just said it was really, really bad. And he also said he hated bugs because...
Oh, is that the one with the bees?
With the bees. Okay. Because apparently the beekeeper told them that they were docile bees. But, like, as soon as the bees started coming out, everyone started whacking them, and they actually never even showed up on film. So they had to
CGI
bees in anyway. So he goes, everyone was getting stung, so it was this horrible thing. But they said they loved adding in the humor as well in some of their favorite super funny episodes. And Dean's multiple deaths and mystery spot, like Groundhog Day, and there were just some really, really cool.
And there
cool
was the other episode I think they highlighted where Dean, he's like got something
yellow fever.
And he's always the scream. Seeing Jensen Ackles scream like that, this big, girly guy, priceless, I definitely think.
It was a neat little special to see, so if you guys didn't catch it, try and check it out.
I'll have to check it out.
Definitely.
I get you.
It was good. Yeah, they recapped all the way up from season one all the way up to now, so it was really good.
Yeah, because I think everyone needs a refresher, you know.
It doesn't
There's been
hurt.
A lot of stuff. It's 10 seasons. You know, there's a lot of stuff that has happened over the years. So what do we think of Sam now being on his own in this whole, like, you know, mess?
Well, they opened up with the first scene of, you know, this episode was that he's kind of dark in a way. I mean, he's trying to find his brother. And what I think is very interesting is that last season, Dean, when it was found out that Dean put an angel into Sam, Sam was like, I wouldn't have done the same for you. But when you take the situation and Dean being a demon now, he is going after him and he's not going to give up. Even though Dean's saying, Sammy, you know, let me go, he's not going to give up. And he's kind of become a little dark. Mm-hmm. He was kind of torturing this girl for information.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't just it was a regular knife blade, not the, you know, one that they used to kill everybody. So, and I thought when he was kind of draining her the blood, I thought he was going to... I thought he was drinking blood again, and I was like, wow, you're just going to jump right into... I was like, first off, we got to deal with Dean being a demon, and he's drinking blood, demon blood again.
Why was he catching her blood like that?
Because he wanted her to make a... Because you know how they, like, use the blood to, like, call other demons?
Right, right.
That's what he wanted her to do, yeah. Right, but first I was like, wow, I was like, this is going to be a crazy season.
You're like, what are we in for?
Yeah, because even with her saying, like, oh, I can't believe a Winchester, you know, it's one of us now. You know, and they made it seem like you're going to see Dean, but then you saw Sam.
But he didn't find out that Dean was a demon until he saw the police surveillance.
Yeah.
That was his first moment of realizing it was because he was hitting the space bar to kind of see each frame in that surveillance when Dean kills it. And obviously you can tell, knows that it's Dean right away. But then you see the demon eyes and it, I mean, crazy moment, just takes you back. Like we said, when we watched the recap, I was sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to see this demon again. You know, we all know that it happened. But to find that out and know that's why he's missing.
Yeah.
I think for Sam makes it 10 times worse.
And him not know. Well, he just thought it was a demon. He just thought, you know, Dean was dead and there was some random demon in his body. But now he finds out that it's actually Dean inside when he talks to Crowley finally on the phone. And that just, you know, he said, you know, Dean was alive because of the blade and the mark.
And the mark, yeah.
So it's like this, I don't know. How does Sam, you know, get the mark and the blade away from Dean again?
So basically, how can it be removed?
Exactly. Yeah. Because when he got the mark from Cain, like, he had to give it to him. So
doesn't,
like,
it kill him?
If he
takes off the mark?
I think so. Because that's what, I mean, well, we never really saw that.
Did they really touch that subject too much? No. Like, there's always like an in and an out, I feel, with this kind of stuff on like these kind of shows. So maybe someone who gave it has to somehow withdraw it, like someone of that same like height of what they are, like, well, demon, whatever it is.
I think what they were saying is that what would have killed Dean is the fact that he had the mark and he didn't have the sword and he was. It was too much. But I don't know necessarily if they were to take the mark off. But I think they have to wait for another set of brothers.
That's interesting.
Pass it on to you.
That's cool. I like that.
Cain and Abel. Sam and Dean.
Oh, so. I really like that. That's cool.
Yeah, cause I do think he has to give the mark because Cain had to give him that mark. So, you know, and he didn't really even want to give it up. Cain didn't want to give it up to Dean at the time. So.
Wait a minute, so does that mean there's going to be two more other hot brothers? Like, can I just say that? Is that what we're in store for, maybe?
Maybe that's how the season ends.
Four hot brothers.
We get another 10 years of, you know.
That's the spinoff.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just a new family. But yeah, so Sam's kind of, you know, he's the loner in this, and then we see him get captured by the
Cole guy.
Like the hunter,
Is he a hunter? I was thinking, I put that down. I was like, hunter? Like, he kind of touched the subject, Sam Austin. And he was like, so you're a hunter? He kind of just, you know, just let it, yeah, sure, you can call me that.
Because he had a family.
He's got a family, and there's obviously an issue that happened with Dean earlier. That there's a reason that he's going after him. And like you said, he had all this weird ammo and artillery.
So it was like, is he in the military? Is he not?
They did have a photo of him.
He was in the military.
Up on the wall, so... I think that's going to be actually a really interesting character that might develop, hopefully, maybe a few episodes. Don't know what will happen, but...
Yeah.
He said you can call me a hunter if you consider that hunting Dean.
That's true, he said,
Yeah, so I think it'll be cool. I think hopefully it'll be a good, like, big reveal of actually what he is.
And surprise us.
But yeah, so then, you know, at the end, Sam's captured, you know, this guy says he's going to kill him. Dean says, I don't care, go ahead. Kill him. I don't need him anymore. Or I told him to let me go. So we'll see, I guess, what happens next week with Sam on that end of it. And then let's just talk about Dean a little more of, you know, the karaoke.
I was going to say, when are we going to talk about him karaoke?
Oh my gosh. He was getting booed every time. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't good.
Okay,
but the first song was okay.
The first song wasn't too bad. I mean, you expect people to sing "I'm Too Sexy,"
right?
And just not be good at it. But the second one, you can't sing. You can't be really, really bad. I mean, I host karaoke, so you can't like sing karaoke and be really bad and then sing a slow song. It just like hurts.
Well, it seemed like he was the only one doing it.
Even if he's that good looking,
Right? He needs a duet with him.
Well, he just needs to have fun with him. If he had fun with it and was like dancing and like doing all this stuff.
He kind of was.
But like getting into it and singing to a girl, like then I can see like fans
like
not being.
Like a serenade.
Like a serenade. Right. But because he was just like sitting there singing this horribly sad song about your imaginary lover, I mean.
Well, he was like, I don't know, so many shots deep at that point.
So, definitely not sober.
But yeah, and then, you know,
all the shots.
Yeah, he was drinking like crazy. He was surprisingly not eating cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers. So we haven't really seen we haven't seen him eat anything.
Or pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Dean's known for his pie.
Yeah. Yeah, so we haven't seen him eat anything yet, which is
maybe that's a good subject to bring up. Maybe what he doesn't eat now is a demon.
Well, cuz I think that was the whole thing last season of when Crowley knew that he switched,
right?
Because he ordered that burger and then he's like, do you want to eat it? He's like, oh no, I don't want it.
Yeah,
so I think that was the whole like big thing of
there's no more eating now that he's a demon.
Well,
or about, and then has the mark of Cain. And
well, speaking of eating, maybe it's no more eating actual food, but it's eating something else.
Prediction. Yeah, that could be.
Go.
Yeah, that could be good. He could be.
Who knows? I could go anywhere with that.
Mm. And then, yeah, Dean, we talked about it, the phone call at the end, just him, you know.
But even the phone call with Crowley and
Sam. Oh, they had that little fallout, too.
Yeah, that little fallout right there. And
with Moose.
Moose having the conversation and then Crowley telling Dean about it and saying, we kind of need to go. We've been here for a while and we should go and rule hell together. But Dean was like, I'm having fun here. I don't need to leave. What's the point in leaving?
Yeah, so we're going to you told me we were going to go howl at the moon.
Yeah.
And there was no expiration date on that. So that's what I'm doing. Which is, you know, that was all he kind of told him at the beginning. I mean, we don't know. Maybe we'll see like flashbacks of the last couple weeks or months of them just, you know, doing whatever. Maybe they've been in this town that long. I don't know. Seems like a long time for them to be in one town.
One place, yeah.
I think they've been there, though, especially with Dean having that relationship with Anne-Marie, the waitress, you know?
I've been there. Yeah. Yeah, I guess more than, him being there for a week or so and him, like, hooking up with her or whatever and just being like, oh, yeah, I'm only going to be here for a little bit. But I like when Crowley was telling him that, you know, everything he's done for him, he's like, it's been a favor and a gift to Dean. Not like a curse or anything like that.
I love Crowley.
Yeah.
I love to hate him, but I love to love him, you know.
He's like one of those perfect characters, like you're saying. Like, you love to hate, but you hate to love at the same time.
He could get a spinoff show, and I would watch that.
Yeah,
I would too.
I would love to see if they, you know, go back in time or something. I don't know, before. But yeah, Crowley is, I think he's got to be, like, my favorite character. Just because every time he's on screen, you're like, all right, what is he going to say? What is he going to do to make me laugh?
Great line.
Yeah.
One-liners.
Really does. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm sure the writers love to write for him because you just, like, you can just say anything and, like, you know, he has the accent and everything. It just works. Like, he can just say whatever he wants. And then they kind of had a falling out with him and Crowley. And then we see Dean leaving by himself, you know, driving to, I guess, the next town he's going to go. Find
terrorize.
Some skanking and I don't know what he's going to do.
Karaoke.
And that's, you know, that's how it kind of ended. And I thought it was harsh of him to just be like, you know, I'm a man of my word and, you know, I just don't care about him anymore. Like, I told him to let me go. So it's kind of sad for Sam.
Yeah, it definitely shows the brothers in a whole new light. I mean, we know they've gone through so much together, but that's like one of the reasons why everyone loves how close they are for brothers. And they will literally die for each other, which I think at one point Sam did say that he would be willing to go that far and die for Dean to be able to save him. So I'm looking forward to seeing where Sam's character goes, how he's going to deal with all this and how he's actually going to bring, I guess, Dean back or remove the mark. What do you guys think with Sam?
I'm excited to see that, too. I just want to say as well that when Dean was saying he doesn't care, I feel like there was a look in his eyes that he does a little bit because there's still part of him there caring. I don't know. Did you guys see that?
I agree with you 100% because, I mean, like we've said, Dean is always the one to save Sammy and go after him and find him and make sure that he's okay. That's why he put the angel in, you know, he had the angel come and be in Sam's body last year. It was because he wanted him to come back and be around. And so this is a total juxtaposition to have this completely different side where it is the opposite way. Sam's actually going after Dean when he's usually said, just leave me alone, let me be. Mm-hmm. Right. And now Dean's saying, Sammy, let me go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there, I know, I agree with you because I still think, that's why I still think there's the goodness in him and the knowing what's right and wrong and knowing, right. Okay, he knows like that Cole, that military guy, isn't going to kill him. There's got to be some sort of leverage there. So this is his way of kind of keeping it and saying, I don't care, and knowing nothing's going to happen. He's safe.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But I also think with Dean, you know, putting the body – or putting, you know, the angel in Sam, that was Dean being, you know
– selfish.
Yeah, selfish himself and being like, well, no, I can't live without him.
Right.
I need him around. And then once everything came around with the mark, like, Dean was like, no, I'm taking this, like – and he was, you know, being very selfish for himself a lot last season and kind of letting Sam suffer with having the angel in him and all that other kind of stuff. So I think it's interesting to see now of, yeah, it is interesting him saying, you know, let me go when other seasons before when, you know, Sam has died or Dean has died or whatever, you know, and they've died at the end of like every season, you know, Sam did go off and had, you know, when even Crowley said it before, he's like, oh, I thought you hit a dog. When he had that, you know, he was with that girl with the, you know, he hit the dog. Was that last season? Or the season before?
Last season? Was it tonight?
Was it last season?
It was last season.
But I think, okay, whenever Sam was kind of like with that girl and, you know, he kind of, you know, gave her that ultimatum of like, you know, do you want to go with me? You want to stay kind of thing? Now we are seeing the flip side of all that kind of stuff, which is, I think it'll be a very interesting season. Do you guys have any predictions?
Let's do our predictions.
Where do we start?
Do you want me to start?
Now, yeah, you can start.
Okay. So, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Dina's going to stay in hell with Crowley. He's going to rule over hell. Eventually, he's going to get to the point where he wants to be there, and that's where he's going to settle. And he's actually, something's going to happen that Sam has to die, and he's going to send Sam to heaven.
Oh, wow. That's a big prediction.
That's, I mean, this is prediction for the, you know, the length of the season. Mm. And what's going to happen by the end that we have to, like, get to that point kind of last year where how we had to get to the point where Dean became a demon. Mm. Like, that's what we're going to kind of do. Castiel is going to obviously get his grace back at some point and rule over heaven with the help of Sam.
I slightly agree with that, perhaps.
I'm passing it on.
Pass it on. I actually haven't given it I've given it thought, but I think you actually touched like a really good subject there with Sam and Cass. They've always like worked with each other, Winchester Brothers and Castiel. My only question would be is if Sam knows Cass's situation, because they kind of had that phone call, but he didn't really touch the subject. He was kind of just, you know, like, oh, I need you for this, or can you help? And, you know, Cass is on the other line just coughing and coughing. Mm. But it wasn't actually touched between the two of them as to, like, how Cass is going or feeling. So I definitely feel like that might come as a surprise or, you know, Sam will later on find that out. And I definitely feel he might be part of what helps bring Cass back that grace and restores him back into heaven. So I agree with that. I just don't know how that will
happen.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting.
I think going off what you said, I think he's just more concerned about Dean right now. That's why he's just kind of pushing that whole thing off to the side. I think that we're going to see the struggle between the brothers. I also think that we're going to see more of Anne-Marie being love interest. I think she's going to be in the season more. I think she's going to be a main character.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because especially with the fact that he said, will you come with me? He's like, let's get out of town. Because he knew he was going to leave because of what Crowley said. Like, Sam's obviously coming. So he asked her to come with. I think that there's going to be more of her. And I also think that it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Castiel. I think he's going to get weaker and something's going to happen. He's going to have to make a big decision about getting his grace. So.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think they're all good. I thought Anne-Marie was going to be a demon. Because it seemed like when she was like, oh, hi, Crowley, like she knew his name.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, that's kind of weird that she knows his name. But I guess they have been there for months, so she does, you know, they're at that bar all the time. My one prediction is I think that Cole guy is going to be someone that Dean tortured when he was in hell for those, like, 40 years or however long he was there for when he was sent there. And he, you know, I think he's going to be a demon that got out, you know, now is coming back for revenge on Dean. That's my own
that's
prediction.
That's actually a really good prediction. With that, I remember you mentioned that like just before. With Dean, like perhaps he doesn't actually even recall that he might have done something to that Cole. Because Cole knows that they have a history.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now we know they have a history. Mm-hmm. But does Dean have any recollection of that at all?
It seemed like he did. Because I think he said like he doesn't want to talk. He never wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what?
Right.
Like before.
He didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. So I think maybe when, you know, the guy finally tells him his name. Because he said, it'll this is karma. Like he didn't really give him his name yet. Yeah. So that'll kind of really drive it home.
There'll be an episode about what happened there. Full, yeah. I think, episode explaining exactly what had happened during that time. I guarantee we'll get that.
Definitely including those flashbacks, too, I definitely think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good prediction, too, because Sam said, don't go after Dean. He's a monster. And he said he was a monster many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the time that Dean said, I don't want to talk about, but he did say he did some things that were not
great. I mean, he said it because he was there for like 40 years.
Yeah.
So he was torturing people for, you know, I don't know how many days there are now. But I don't know if it's the same, but I mean, for 40 years he was doing that. So, there's a lot of people he probably crossed paths with down there that, you know, have now, you know, made their way back out. But I think that kind of wraps us up for this week.
I think that does.
Lindsay, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, all one word.
Hey, you guys, you can find me on Twitter at Mickey_Phillips. That's MIKI_Phillips. And on Instagram at Michaela Phillips.
Awesome.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. And Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
Awesome. And you guys can find me on Twitter at TalonTheCom. And you can check me out tomorrow night doing main event here at 10 o'clock. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 2 of season 10.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.